Land of Light.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the 94th weekly episode of this series, Land of Light. Please accompany us today for review of the developments in Yathrib, following the migration of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It was a blistering heat in the city of Yathrib, now known as Madinatun Nabi, which means the city of the Prophet, or simply Medina. The scorching heat wrinkled the skin and weakened one's bones, but it seemed that though those who were working on a plot of land in Medina were not made of skin and bones. The plot of land belonging to the orphans of Bani Malik, which was in ruins until a while ago, was now under development. Wherever you looked, you saw a group of people working. Some were mixing water and soil. Another group made molds out of mud to shape sun-dried bricks, while the third group placed the sun-dried mud bricks on top of each other to make walls. On the land which was bought by the Prophet of Islam for 10 dinars from the caretaker of the orphans, a mosque was under construction with a few chambers on its sides, each of which would accommodate a member of the Prophet's family. The people of Yathrib were eager and keen to host the last and greatest messenger of God. They selflessly and wholeheartedly worked at the site and were accompanied by a number of migrants from Mecca in their activities. The Prophet himself was assisting in the construction of the mosque, thereby teaching his disciples valuable lessons regarding the dignity of labor. One of them, who saw the Prophet carrying a stone, approached him, asking the Prophet to let him carry that stone. The Prophet glanced at the man and asked him to carry another stone. The Prophet's disciples, who saw him working hard, were truly inspired by him. They were humming poems in order to attain peace of mind while working on the construction site. At times, the Prophet patted the workers on the back and prayed for them. Ammar, son of Yasir, was young and eager to serve the Prophet and the divine religion of Islam. So, while others carried one stone, he carried two of them, alongside the ones who strove solely for the sake of God. There was a group of migrants from Mecca who had accumulated wealth, exploiting the position of the holy Kaaba, around which commerce thrived. They viewed such activities as toiling under the sun as task below their dignity. So, whenever they made a sun-dried mud brick or mixed water and soil, they cleaned up their faces and clothes off dust in a bit to protect their expensive clothes. In the meantime, some of the disciples of the Prophet criticized this group, pointing out that there is a difference between those who work hard and wholeheartedly participate in construction of the mosque and those who do not like their hands and feet to get dusty. passed by. The call for prayers from the Prophet's mosque was heard across the city and reverberated in its lanes. The passerby, upon hearing the call for prayers, headed toward the mosque, and those who were at home hurriedly joined congregation at the mosque. Some whispered that seemingly an important development was in the making. A while had passed from the Prophet's migration. Some migrants were poor and some others were wealthy. Those who were wealthy provided a shelter in the city of Medina to host those who were poor. Meanwhile, the Prophet, by the command of God, took a most commendable step to strengthen fraternal ties among his disciples. He thus addressed the Muslims.
O Muslims, all of you, those who have migrated from Mecca, and those of you who reside in Medina, will now be paired as brothers.
Thereafter, he named two of his disciples as a pair. At times he named two from Muslim migrants, while other times he named two of the Ansar, or helpers of Medina. In some cases, he named a pair comprised of both groups. For instance, Salman Farsi, his loyal Iranian disciple, and Abu Zar Ghifari, his faithful Arab disciple, were paired as brothers because of their piety and unshakable belief in Islam and the universal mission of the Prophet, as well as their respect for the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt. Another similar pair was Miqdad, son of Aswad, and Ammar, son of Yasir, because of their lofty degrees of faith and firm adherence to the path of truth, which would become manifest both during his lifetime and after him. Of the others paired together, in view of their shared commonalities, whether negative or positive, were Zubair, son of Awam, and Talha, son of Ubaidullah, while another pair was made up of Abu Bakr and Umar, son of Khattab. Still another pair was made up of Uthman, son of Affan, and Abdurrahman, son of Auf, etc. It is said the Prophet named 700 pairs, but the question which remained unanswered for Muslims was that who would the Prophet choose as his brother? Hundreds of Muslims were asking this question from each other. Finally, the Prophet, whose merits and superiority were beyond any of the migrants from Mecca or the helpers of Medina, took hold of the hand of his worthy cousin, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, to declare him brother in this world and in afterlife. The Prophet embraced the young Imam and also gave tidings that he will be his divinely designated heir and successor.
You are my brother in the world and hereafter.
The migrants from Mecca and leading residents of Medina looked at each other in astonishment, while others envied the lofty status of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the eyes of the Prophet of Islam. Dear listeners, many thanks for joining us today. Do not forget to tune in next week. Until then, God bless you and goodbye.